two things.
Any 7-year-old
Yes.
knows how to use a wok.
Well, there we are.
Yeah. No, these little shits, the young girls in America, they think they're
I know, but you
Well,
haven't
you put
explained.
it on its side. You can put
What?
it, you can lay it on its side. Just put the microphone in the middle of the table. It doesn't matter where you put the
All
microphone.
right.
There. Let me just put the microphone
Anywhere. Well, say some more toast then.
Foreman, head up for Zeus's show and book on your piano music. Foreman, nice yours, Foreman, considering you've got the line there. Up there, full bearded figure,
There you
half
are.
stomach shows a bit of trumpet music.
There's the Black Velvet Gown on television tonight.
What?
This is the second of the series
Not there, but
of
Yeah.
the Catherine Cookson bestsellers.
Oh, well.
This evening we have Janet McAteer in the leading part.
What's that? Hey,
Janet McAteer.
Yeah. No, I'm here.
She played Vita Sackville-West in the Nigel Lipson film.
Well, I haven't seen. I've read the book, but.
Well, I think you did see it, didn't you? Well,
No. Well, I can't remember.
Well, you have that at 7:50. So we've got
Oh.
Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy at 9:05. So I'll have to record the end again.
I'd like the Alan Leasdale. Some letters. GH. Something. Something.
What?
Three letters. Playing or something. Is it on Sunday? Have a look. I'd like not to miss that.
What's it called?
BGH or something. Whatever it stands for.
BGH.
Yeah. You got it?
No, I can't find it. There she is, the Black Velvet Gown. What is it called? BGH. Just by letters.
Yeah, three letters.
Doesn't seem to be.
Yeah. Now we have seen trailers. Yeah. Sunday.
Sundays, yeah.
Well, the summary. Where's the summary? I always look in the summary. Nothing?
No. Tree of Hands.
No.
Shape of the World. Night Riders. No, you'll have to look for it later.
Gosh, he looks ugly. Beastel.
Who?
He looks fat and ugly.
Who?
Beastel. This
I didn't
writer.
know him.
Wait a minute. Should be something here.
There's Nigel Kennedy.
Why isn't it here?
When is Nigel Kennedy playing Brahms? On Tuesday.
I was looking, the other fellow is Tony Harrison. I was mixing him up with.
Now have a look at your diary and see if you're free on the 15th of June, Saturday the 15th of June, for the Stella Artois competition.
Well, I suppose I am. I shall phone Ruth and see.
Well, I thought you were going to Berlin this month.
No, I'll have to phone first.
Two things on the same day, I should have gone.
Yes, I got those from the office. We now have a graphic artists exhibition on the plaza.
Yeah.
Final year students. They gave a party for them the other evening. About 50 of them must have turned up. Mm. Yes, you can throw it away.
Yeah, pity I should have.
It was on the bank. It was on bank holiday.
So. Yeah, I know.
Cathy, those documents have been there all week. And you've not taking the trouble to look at them. But you will talk about the poll tax and its iniquities, but you can't even read your own poll tax notice.
I'll do it to order the kind. Park somewhere. Not this.
Well, I should find out what this is. The oldest.
Well, I know what it is.
The oldest Swiss institution in Britain.
Yeah, Swiss Mercantile School. But it's only for the old pupils.
So what is this date? I need to put the dates in my diary because they're going to fill up during the summer.
Because
so you assume that on the 15th of June we're all right for the tennis competition.
Oh.
But I have to tell them on Monday, otherwise they'll give the tickets to somebody else, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Stefan stays until the 13th or 14th. No, 14th is already leaving for Zurich.
He's going on 14th, that's all right. No. And when does he arrive?
Well, now.
No, now won't do. He's not arriving now. Arriving on Monday, then?
Yeah. Good.
Are you having to meet him, or?
No.
Huh?
Well, if he has a heavy suitcase, I go to the station here.
How is he coming? By train and boat?
No, by plane and to Heathrow.
Heathrow.
And then he will have to go. He doesn't have to go to London every day anymore.
We shall go here with Therese and Philippe and so on.
Well,
I'd like to go. When is it?
I doubt if it'll be very exciting.
No, too bad.
It sounds pretty staid.
Why should it?
Well, I don't think Swiss would be pretty staid.
Well, let's see.
Very proper.
I don't think so.
You don't like lots.
I hope not. What's that?
I don't know. I imagine that's something they're going to construct somewhere to mark the
end. Well, have constructed. But where?
Read the book. It will tell you. There's probably an explanation of the cover on the inside of the cover. Of the coffee, please.
Patrick, you can just take it, the cork in the corner and put it on there.
I can never find these things.
They're not even in
the
cupboard.
I couldn't find
them.
I
should
need it,
yeah. Hmm, you have something more. Really pure and look.
Oh, that's a little museum. There's the bedroom.
Yeah, but look, that's exactly how it was.
Yes.
It looks not
sun.
Lived in.
Sun.
Enclosed, exactly. My grandmother's oven. Except that stupid gate. Oh, that's for people. It's all wooden. Look, it's all like in Glarus, see?
Yes.
Except this color is much better. All right, what is it then?
Now we can use plasterboard at a fraction of the price and put it up in a fraction of the price.
Only this lasts hundreds of years, and the other falls.
Yes,
Cafe.
I should hate to live in the house my grandfather lived in 100 years ago.
No,
I probably wouldn't survive the winter.
Look, come and see. It's how false it is. Nobody would have all this white. You know, how stupid. It's really completely false. They would have colours and not just white.
I wouldn't survive the winter in that sort of house.
Well, we would have to.
Well, many of them, of course, didn't.
I'm really surprised how they could do it like that. And these flowers would... Honestly. Everything is white.
You must go and run the museum for me.
You would...
Are you going to the Tate on Wednesday?
No.
Why not? Go there every Wednesday. Before long, they'd ask you to run the library. Elbow a few old ladies out of the way. Oh, I'm sure there's a good bit of that going on at the Tate.
You don't even know what's about, so I would just be quiet.
That's what I used to do.
Did I bring you a phone?
I think so.
And what about these two? Have you got these two?
I think I have, yes. Okay.
You could also have to mark the same.
You really must take yourself in hand again. Use your diary.
Here, how well do you know Switzerland? And the 19th question is, which celebrated Swiss clown and mime comes from Ticino? You know which, don't you?
What? Yes, Dimitri.
Yes. So he's a national asset, is he? Did you know that?
Oh, I think he brings in quite a bit of money, yeah.
What?
Makes Switzerland known, absolutely. They are national assets. Like Gabriella Sabatini is a tremendous asset for the Argentine. And Becker for Germany. And Gazza for England. Gazza Gascoigne.
Doesn't sound an English name anyway.
No, they just called him Gazza. His name is Gascoigne. Nobody knows what his first name is.
No.
But Gazza goes well with Gascoigne. Gascoigne is rather a long word to say, so I suppose the boys at school called him Gazza.
Yeah, but where does that name? Is that a French name?
I don't know. An invented name.
Gascoigne.
It's been coined.
No, not Gascoigne.
Oh, Gascoigne. I don't know what Gascoigne from. It's of French origin, Norman French. Mm. Gascony. Mm.
Well.
Probably he was his ancestors were from Gascony and came over with William the Conqueror. Like the name Norman. It's a widely known name in England.
Norman.
Norman, yes, it's Norman.
Norman.
His ancestors were probably Normans, came over from Normandy.
And Boucher's Boucher. They changed it to Boucher.
What? They said their neighbours changed it to Boucher, like Gazza's neighbours have changed his name from Gascoigne to Gazza. Mm-hmm. Well, the newspapers have done it.
Well, I think I could answer all these questions.
Really?
Yeah. Very stupid. You even have to name two big bands.
Well, that shouldn't be difficult. You see them on every street corner.
Well, depends where you are. Wait a minute. Well, of course, if some Chinese answered it, look. I mean, you would know all this, wouldn't you? Very. Well, I suppose very typical.
I wonder what Lord Hanson will pay me for my ICI shares. They're still rising.
No.
Oh, yes. People are busy buying, hoping that Lord Hanson will pay them more than they pay for.
You have to pay the bill, Andy.
There's the man who owns Beaumont College now.
Sure.
Chairman of ICL. Such and such assures no signs of recovery.
They all blame an opening.
The Sutchy brothers' salaries have been cut by a half.
Good.
And they've appointed a new man, Robert Louis Dreyfus, to run the company.
Who is he?
French banker, eh? Mr. Arnold wanted to know why Morris and Charles Saatchi were being paid such a ridiculously large salary when the state of the company was so absolutely dreadful.
So?
Mr. Morris Saatchi, who now gets $310,000 a year compared with $600,000 a year 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
replied, I am quite satisfied that in voluntarily taking a 50% pay cut, I have done the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've lost their company. They've lost control of their company.
They founded it.
Oh, yes, and built it up. But then it got too big for them. They were no longer able to control it. They were not big enough for a big company. Oh, two very gifted brothers, but they couldn't run a company of the size they built.
What are they? Financiers or artists?
No, they're advertising men.
What? Advertising?
One is a copy, one is an advertiser, and the other is an accountant. A combination.
I see.
Like David Gordon and Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
A gifted maverick and someone who knows how to handle the figures. David isn't interested in figures. What? Everybody knows that. He will tell you himself.
So?
He's got better things to do than play around with columns of figures.
Leave that to Jeremy Ross.
Waste of his time. Like my spending my time on doors.
Okay.
Time man of the year.
Really?
Yeah. Not when Sir John was around. think I was trying to upstage him. That would be very foolish.
Who lived here? A merchant or somebody?
Probably. Someone you would disapprove of. I don't know whether a merchant lived there. Probably not. It goes back to the Middle Ages.
Well, then it wouldn't be a merchant, would it?
It could be, but not the sort of merchant you're thinking of. Built up places like Bruges and Ghent. They were great merchants. In fact, they were called merchant adventurers, weren't they?
I don't know.
The great Hanseatic cities were built by the merchant adventurers.
Look at this. This is Sutton Hoo Halsey.
In Hackney.
In Hackney. Does it look Tudor?
Well, it looks as though it was built at different times, too.
You're right. But there is nothing left.
Sorry? Yes. I'll feed the birds and then you can see how they eat and drink in the bath, will you?
The water seems to be in the bath. run back. Will you lift it in the car?
What?
I'd like to take the second run back.
Yeah, those flowers have lasted for a quarter.
That means the yellow ones for 3 weeks. Well, I finish now.
Every button open. Every.
She wouldn't. He had some lovely irises, but she wouldn't buy them because she said they wouldn't last.
Yeah. Well, all the shops are full of things now. It's finished, look. Some chemical in the water,
it's
there.
Oh, well, obviously. They like it. I really should put down some more fertilizer, particularly on those brown patches. There are some brown strips in the front lawn.
Now look at them. I want you to see them in the bath. They enjoy themselves like children. It's so funny. It's really entertainment. And someone at the Tate said, you know, when I told them I bought the birth song, they said, you will have lots of pleasure with that. Well, I think I have. We'll see. I'd like you to do the lawn back too. It's just nice now. Otherwise, in a week, it's too long again, huh?
Oh, I'm not sure with my blades up, it'll have much effect. But we can try.
Yeah, it would look nice. Nice like that.
Yep, I don't think you'd see much difference.
Every week and not too. Is it much easier if you have the blades high up?
Same. But the blade needs replacing at the moment, it is snatching at the grass.
Well, I saw them in great mills, but I didn't know which size you needed. I think I saw some in great mills.
Well, are you sure they've got the right ones?
of June. It has never rained and it looks so old.
No, did you read the article in the Times about...
About what?
Watering gardens?
No, where is it?
Oh, I think I threw it away.
Well, come on.
It was in yesterday's paper. It's already in the kitchen.
Did you tell me everything, or should I read it?
It just says don't water. If the plants look healthy, don't water them. We overdo the watering, and if their roots then start growing upwards towards the soil.
What? Really?
Upwards towards the surface instead of down.
Why?
Overwatering. You don't know, Kathy, I'm not a gardener.
Overwatering what?
But overwatering is damaging to the plants.
Ah. Well then, mine can't complain, they usually have no water.
They only water if they look as though they need it.
Really?
And don't cut the grass too short. And that's what they say. Raise
I just think it's wrong because every day a tiny bit the ground looks much, much better than if I don't give them for weeks. And
I think they don't look well then.
Well,
they obviously need it if they look better after they've been watered. That's what the paper says.
Well, then they do need water.
If they look as though they need it, they need it. But if they don't look as though they need watering, don't water them.
Well, look at the birds, like an army, they're rather sweet, all the same. I shall buy a nesting box next year. I'd like to see the blue tits come out. You know, there was a program on television and you saw inside a box of a blue tit, nesting box, right inside.
Oh, yes.
How could they do that? How can they go through?
Possibly putting a little camera in the...
Inside, in the box.
Or just in the...
In the corner.
In this little hole in the side of the box with a wide angle lens.
I thought they had sort of, you know, like fairy tales, you could see through the wall. That's what they do, or put a camera in. Anyway, it was rather funny. See those birds come out and grow up. Quite wonderful.
They can now put a television camera into your stomach.
Really?
And into your veins, I think.
And in everybody's house. What? Oh, yes. And then, oh, here's a blue tit, look. And then, where does it connect up? It doesn't have to.
I'm not sure, perhaps it has a thin catheter or while. I'm not sure.
Just sparrows. The animal I like best because they are in the wild, you don't have to cage them. And you have the pleasure of them being free.
What?
Sweet, isn't it? It's like a bit of a mixture. And a few other birds, not only sparrows.
No, I'm not a connoisseur.
Now from the mouth he always gets his care. The bats, and the bats strong.
That we said another one.
You haven't forgotten to write your diary, have you?
I shall want statements from everybody. You know, that was a practitioner. I once loved a very young, beautiful English girl who resembled you greatly. But alas, she could not cook.
Is there a relationship with her?
No. I meant, well, you know, poor Mrs. Grant and everything.
Mademoiselle Patricia, a little bread, perhaps?
It is essential to keep up the strength of my little gray cells.
You seem a little better, sir.
Thank you. I am feeling better.
It doesn't seem real at all. Like in a play.